News. I'm Ryan Daniels. 8 GOP primary challengers on the debate stage tonight and sparring to potentially gain ground on the current frontrunner, Donald Trump. Trump decided to skip tonight's debate and instead recorded an interview with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson that's streaming on Twitter. Taking center stage at tonight's debate, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, former Vice President Mike Pence, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. The Biden administration's turning away fewer illegal immigrants.
The White House says its immigration policies are working by discouraging migrants from trying to cross since Title 42 ended in May. But border crossing data shows the Department of Homeland Security is actually sending back fewer migrants per day. About 1,000 migrants have been turned back from the border since May 11th, compared to nearly 3,000 per day in April. I'm Brian Shook.
President Biden says he is not surprised to hear about the sudden death of Wagner Group owner Yevgeny Prigozhin in a plane crash reported Wednesday in Russia. He was responsible for an aborted revolt back in June. Kentucky Republican Congressman James Comer says there are a lot of unanswered questions.
We don't know what caused this. We still don't know exactly whether or not he was on the plane. I assume he was on the plane.
Russian state media says the Wagner leader and nine others were killed in the plane crash. At the same time, Russian President Vladimir Putin's voice at the BRICS summit in South Africa this week is raising eyebrows. The Russian leader gave a speech via pre-recorded video in which his voice seemed to be altered to be deeper. It's unclear why. Former Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani says he's being charged in Georgia for doing his job.
I'm being prosecuted for defending an American citizen.
Giuliani was booked at the Fulton County Jail Wednesday as part of the RICO case involving former President Trump and 18 co-defendants. This is USA News.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced. Call now. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call the Home Warranty Hotline now at 800-239-1876. 800-239-1876. 800-239-1876. That's 800-239-1876.
The suspect who opened fire on police in Pittsburgh is dead following an hours-long standoff.
I just want to commend all the, my deputies and all the law enforcement officers that responded.
Authorities say it happened Wednesday after they tried to serve the man an eviction notice. Deputies were met with gunfire. They returned fire, resulting in what police called a significant gun battle. It turned into a barricade situation for several hours until the suspect was killed. No officers were seriously hurt. A federal judge is rejecting requests by two Trump allies to block their arrest in Georgia. Both former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and former DOJ official Jeffrey Clark argued their arrests should be delayed while they attempt to move the case to federal court. The Department of Justice is charging 371 people over offenses connected to an alleged theft of more than $800 million in COVID-19 aid.
A press release says that out of those 371, 119 either pleaded guilty or were convicted. Attorney General Merrick Garland said that the DOJ sees more than $1.4 billion in COVID relief funds that were stolen and more than 3,000 defendants with crimes. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Legendary USC running back Reggie Bush is filing a lawsuit against the NCAA for defamation. Lawyers for the 2005 Heisman Trophy winner said that when the NCAA alleged Bush engaged in a pay-for-play arrangement during his collegiate playing days, his reputation was irreparably damaged. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
800-694-1127. 800-694-1127. That's 800-694-1127.